to winter.
Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening. God, just giving you praise, Lord, for the life that you've given us, for the breath that you gave us today, God, that when we woke up, for the day that you've given us to be able to be a witness to you, Lord, and go out into the community. God, we ask you to put a hedge of protection around the citizens of this township, God. Put that hedge of protection around our firefighters, our police officers, God, our road workers, Lord, as they answer their call of duty, Father, to better the lives of the citizens in this township. God, I ask you to be with this board of trustees, Lord, that the decisions they make, God, they make understanding that their decisions impacts all the citizens, God. And we just ask for your guidance and direction and with the decisions they make. Lord, we ask you to bless our servicemen and women who serve. It gives us this privilege, God, that we can get together. We can gather like this, Lord, the freedom that we have. Father, now I have a special request that you continue to be with the people of Houston, Texas, God, Corpus Christi, Texas, Florida, God, and then out west, Lord, whether it's a hurricane or tornado or a raging forest, God, we know there are people that are discouraged, people that are hurting. So, God, we just ask you right now, Lord, just to engulf them, give them love, give them understanding, God, and bless those, Lord, that are there trying to help them, Father. Father, we give you these requests, knowing that you will work on them for us, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
I understand that our...
I'm going to do the pledge of allegiance first.
I know we have a pledge.
Yes.
A fire department pastor wanted to say a couple of words. Is that correct?
Yeah, but we should do the pledge first if we could.
Yeah.
Pledge of allegiance first.
Oh. I'm going to do the pledge first. Okay.
And I appreciate your time. I don't want to take a lot of time here tonight. I want to pass something out rather quickly and we'll explain things pretty easily. Each one of you gentlemen have one of these. And the handout that I'm giving right now will kind of explain what I'm discussing and what I just want to share. And by no means do I am I being critical of any individual or anything like that. Nor is this a slogan for any kind of a campaign plea, right? Trust me on that. But as you look at this piece of paper, I want to focus your attention to the logo on the bottom of it. You'll notice a FedEx logo, all right? And the first thing I'd like to ask is, I don't know if anyone has ever looked at the FedEx slogan, the FedEx logo.
Okay.
And what is it that you see? What jumps out to you when it comes to a FedEx logo?
There's
an arrow. Robin got it. See the arrow?
Uh-huh.
See the arrow in the FedEx logo? You see it there, gentlemen?
Yep.
Ladies? All right. Now, when was that arrow? Has that arrow always been there?
Oh.
It has, hasn't it? So really what I want to share with you this evening is nothing new. Again, I'm not pointing out at any individual. It's not a campaign slogan. I'm not being critical or condemning of anyone, okay? Several months ago, I wanted to try to meet with the trustees just to simply discuss this itself. And it was made clear to me that I can't meet with the trustees. And obviously, I would never meet with trustees and discuss trustee business outside of a trustees meeting because that's not legal. What I want to talk to them about is exactly this. And it's basically what it is coaching. And not long ago, I was asked, if you look at the front of that sheet, I was asked not long ago by a Franklin Township resident what I or we as a congregation or we as a township would like to see in our township trustees and leadership. And this was my reply. What we would like to see in our leadership is this, to know that they not only hear the residents, but also listen. You know, and I'm not here to preach a message or anything like that. Trust me on that. There's no Bible in this at all, and I'm not trying to blend faith and government, okay? But there's times when my wife talks to me, and she looks at me and says, "Did you hear me?" I said, "Yes, I heard her, but I wasn't listening." And this is what we need to do as leadership and leadership of our township. We need to know that our trustees and the leadership of this township not only hears our residents but also listens. That they have the best interest of the community in mind and not a personal agenda, which I'm not pointing at any fingers whatsoever. This was the question that was asked me, what I would like to see in our trustees. That they communicate well with each other and work well together. It's not an individual team, it's a team of three individuals who work together for the township. For the township. And, you know, I look at our chiefs and Jim, road department, service department. They work for these three gentlemen, is that correct? They work for these men. These men work for you. Is that right, correct on that statement? Okay? So, man, you know what? We want to make sure that they hear us and that they listen and they understand. They communicate well with each other and work well together. They communicate, number five and number four, that they communicate with the community and work well with the community. Number five, transparency, integrity, honesty, accountability, and character must be a priority. Number six, township meetings must be conducted professionally, smoothly, and leadership do their best to minimize controversy. Now, I understand this may not always be easy, ladies and gentlemen, I pastor a church. I understand what it's like to try to keep a flock calm. It's not always easy, but we do the best we can. And communication is the key factor in it, all. We all make mistakes, all right? And I don't know if all of you read what was written in the paper in regards to the JED program. And I'm not gonna throw salt in any wounds. I don't know that much about it. All I know is this: it happened. We put it behind us, and we learned from it. No need to point fingers. No need to blame anybody. No need to do any of that. But we learned from it. And what's the greatest thing we can learn from it? Accountability, transparency, integrity, honesty, and character. Okay? And you know what? I love this township. I love these men that serve on the board. I love each one of you as residents. I think this township's a great place. We need to follow our leaders. And our leaders need to lead courageously. If you look at the top of that, every year I do a mission statement, personal mission statement. My personal mission statement for this year is to listen attentively, learn scripturally, live peaceably, love biblically, and lead courageously. I'm not asking these men to do that. Nor am I asking anyone else to do that. But I think it's a good idea if we listen, learn, live, love, and lead. Mm-hmm. All right? This is a great township, and I'm privileged to be a part of it. And I pray for these men and the leadership here, and women. I pray for our residents. Let's watch great things happen here in Franklin Township.
We also voted these gentlemen in.
That's right. We voted these men in, and you know what? We need to stand behind them, and they need to stand behind each other. We all need to work together, because it's a greater cause. So thank you for your time. I apologize. I did sign in, but thank you so much.
Okay.
I need to do roll call.
Roll call.
Yes, sir. John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
Okay.
Motion to table the minutes.
Yeah. Like to table the past minutes. There are assistant fiscal officer is off ill now, and we're having trouble getting the minutes caught up right now, so hopefully we'll be able to remedy that real soon here.
Need a second?
Go ahead. We need a second.
I'll second that.
Then go ahead and take your vote.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yep.
Okay, on the new business, go for the resolutions there, Mr. Flashman, you got that?
And on the, I haven't forgotten about the resolution from 2 weeks ago, resolution 17274, I'm still looking into. There was discrepancy, I'm trying to figure out which checks were not on the one that you guys had out there versus what I read off. This assistant physical officer is ill and has been in the hospital, so I still have yet, I'm not going to just put this away yet. Hopefully next meeting I'll have exactly what checks were left off that made the balance different from what I read and from what you guys read.
When she did the report, she did not know that the withholdings in payroll were supposed to be added with all of the, she just did all the paychecks. She didn't know Aflac and the different places where all the withholdings go to, like where they put money into the deferred comps, and she didn't have the federal state in tax call in, and she didn't have the state call in, which added up to the discrepancies. Well, she just thought she was supposed to print out the checks.
So what I want to do is get those myself and then compare them and make sure that they, because I said yes to this, I want to make sure that they equal out. So for resolutions today, resolution 17287, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves payroll in the amount of $143,682.03 and bills in the amount of $27,335.02 for a total of $171,017.05 from check number 44130 to check number 44246.
Ask for a second.
Can I get a second?
I'll second.
And then go immediately.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Okay. Resolution 17-289. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves to place Teresa Rodriguez on FMLA as of today, 9/21/2017.
Actually, if I may speak, sir, that we can't do that. She is not qualified. She doesn't qualify for that. Under Ohio law, she has to put in 1,250 hours as of 1 year of work.
Oh, does she?
So she wouldn't be able to qualify for FMLA.
Okay. Okay.
That's per our attorney.
Okay.
As well as Google.
Would you check with on that?
Pete did, and then I looked it up online to see if that was the same statute for FMLA.
So the required hours are how many?
1,225 hours over a period of 12 months.
So is she still getting paid while she's off?
No.
Okay.
FMLA would have paid something, though.
No.
No. No, it didn't pay. Well, FMLA just protects your job, that you have a job when you come back. A doctor signs it, says that you're not capable of working. Sure.
Okay. Well, then that be the case. Well, we'll have to disperse with that resolution. So 289 will need to be.
It'll just be a lack of second and vote, but it'll still be listed as that. You just move on to the next one.
Right. Okay. Next would be, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves the Road Department to cut grass and weeds at the following 2889 El Paso Drive, resolution 17-291 at 1814 Harrisburg Pike, resolution 17-292 at 1633 Peabody Avenue, resolution 17-293 at 3712 Plainview Avenue, 17-294 at 3548 Plainview Avenue. I'd like to have a second on that.
You'll need seconds on all the...
Yeah, do we have a second for all of them?
I'll second those.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yeah. Okay. Alrighty, Police Chief Byron Smith, I'll get your... What's two tons of roll you got to go first,
I?
Yeah. Been nice to you, we're going to have to change that around now.
You'll come up with something.
See, the first thing I'd like to talk about is going to be Havenwood Apartments.
Excuse me just a moment, Chief.
Go ahead.
I have one other resolution I need to go ahead and get in there.
Go ahead.
Resolution 17-295 for the Community Development Block Grant. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, to approve the block grant, or Columbus Development Block Grant.
And this was one from last week, the last meeting that we agreed to. We did not read a resolution. This is for Jim for getting different grants.
Yeah.
So I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yeah. Okay. Now you got the one up there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Thank
okay.
You.
All right, Chief, thanks. Go ahead.
Okay, a week or so ago, myself, Don Cook, John Fleshman, visited Havenwood Apartments to look at maybe putting a substation in there. And we went out and looked at it again a few days later. Havenwood wants to pay for everything, but there's still some serious issues that I would have with moving the entire police department up there. Number one, we don't own it, which means we can be evicted. And if that happened, we would have nowhere to go.
You would sign a contract for so many a year at a time.
Which you would have to buy as a building if we got evicted, because it would be an issue. We can't move the entire department up there, because it's not government property, and we have automatic weapons in here. So we couldn't take those.
Well, the thought was just to make it a substation.
Well,
the main department would stay here.
Yeah. Even if we make it a... The problem is with our staffing levels and the amount of people we have, we couldn't... It would be very difficult just to run one or two cars out of there. My suggestion to the board is we do a proposal where they give us an office, if they want, where we can use it as we need it. If they want additional police protection, we can do a contract with them for a contract car. Even if we park a couple cars up there, it's not going to make a really big difference for them. But the problem is you have only one person sharing a car. And they're not just, it's going to be very difficult to put like half our cars up there. And then we have other issues, insurance. You know, if a car gets damaged, it's $1,000 deductible. So who pays it, us or them? You know?
Well, there's certainly those factors would have to be taken into consideration.
Right.
Have you determined, really, you fellows determined what hours are they want 24/7 coverage?
Well, they want extra cars, which I understand that, and I agree with that. The thing is, it's not feasible to move the entire department up there like we talked about when we were there, because of the security. We could use the space, but we're not a big enough department to put half our shifts up there. It's just not going to work.
You can't do that, no.
I would like to propose to them, you know, a fair contract if they want an officer. If they want to spend money, and they're willing to spend that kind of money on revamping that area, then that might be an option for them to look at. And I can get that ready by next meeting to the board.
Okay. So. Well, they're willing to fence your cars, so you're talking about getting damaged. They will fence the cars in.
Well, it doesn't prevent damage. Well, my question would be, we have a $1,000 deductible, and we have a limited budget, so windows and such can be broken up there a lot. So there's issues with guys' personal vehicles. You know, that's going to be covered under their insurance, their deductible. It's just, it's not going to be as smooth as we had hoped. But it is a board decision.
Well, I think my position on it really would be, I think we need to get a few more figures and things together.
Okay.
Find out about insurance.
Right.
What we are and aren't allowed to do. And I can already tell you straight out, I'm not willing to put half, you know, put all of our department up there. We couldn't put them all up there
because after kind of looking at it, it's like most of our residents are down here.
I'm pretty sure they're
not going to be overjoyed that we moved the entire department to the other side of town.
No.
Like I said, the problem with putting half of them up there.
Right.
They share cars.
Right.
I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, you can do it. I don't know how smooth it'll work. There's nowhere there to store guns. If we store cars, these cars have guns in them. They have shotguns in them.
Yep.
They have rifles in them. Somebody has to assume the liability for that.
Now, if what my feeling would be on something like that, if they want to support an officer or something like that.
Well, that's different.
You know, then.
That would give them individual attention.
Right, I believe they have. I think they have their own security up there as well.
They do. They do.
Yeah. Now, if they wanted to do something like hire a cop or something like that, like.
Well, and I can put something together to that effect.
Right.
For you guys to look at.
From a standpoint of.
I
don't know what the other two trustees think about it, but for us to take our whole department out of the heart of our residents,
right.
I'd absolutely say no on that.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend that. I mean, we could use an office or two up there.
Right.
There are times when that could come in pretty handy, so I could put that together.
Right.
And that would give them a little more exposure.
Would that be something maybe the trustees want to do it? Is let you get some numbers together and maybe we can get
together.
Well,
I think that's what they originally wanted us to put kind of a substation. The problem is a substation is typically for a bigger department.
Right.
Or like Clinton Township uses
right.
one, but they're spread out from where Clinton is all the way to Grandview.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes sense for them to do that.
Oh, absolutely.
I do think it was a generous offer. So, I mean, I think it's a good idea, at least an office or two.
Right. Right.
We can put a couple older cars up there, but we have to remember we have guns and we can't store those
right.
in the building unless our insurance would allow.
I'm sure that they will put a secure locker in there. I mean, you still got to check your insurance, but they will put a secure locker in there.
Right. Well,
they have said there's a speak gentleman right out here. You're from what, Havenwood?
Enrico Williams, I'm just here basically just a representative for Brad and Rochelle and on behalf of Havenwood and Pierpont. I'm pretty sure that I can take that back to them. They would have no problem with accommodating you with a secure area. We would, you know, as we
the White House doesn't have a secure area for weapons either. The White House doesn't have a secure area either.
Secure blocks, if you wanted to do it with a keypad system,
and your car is set back here
ID badge system, the way that, you know, the only people that would have access to that area would be your officers.
Right.
We would not have any access to it. As far as fencing in the area, we agreed to that.
We did
also
talk about that.
And that, you know, we also cordon off an area, whereas when we would bring in supplies or things that we need for the property,
right.
they would not even be in contact with your vehicles.
Right.
We are installing, we're right now in the process of installing our own digital security system around that area so that, you know, in the off chance that something was to ever happen in that area, right, we'd be able to, you know, have video footage with audio to make sure that we were able to find out or find the culprit at, you know, as fast as we possibly could. Like I said, I can't make any decisions, but what I can do is I can take any of your concerns back to Brad and Rochelle and get it up the chain of command and have some type of resolution for you. But I'm sure that we are willing to work with you and try to get anything that we can to make this happen.
No, absolutely. So my only concerns was moving the entire department.
I wouldn't want right. the whole department moved up there, and they didn't expect it to even be the full department to move up there.
No.
It'd be foolish to move the full police right. department up there.
Yeah, because we don't own the property. If they can address those concerns, we can look at putting a car or two up there. I don't think it's a bad idea. Yeah. You know, especially the older cars, as long as our insurance will be okay with the gun. Because right. I know what they want. They want more cars in the area, which I understand that. I'll also propose another officer because I think that would fix their problem,
right.
which in case would go along with the substation idea.
My thought would be, in that aspect, if they'd be willing to help us or, you know, pay for the officer,
then,
you know, maybe yeah. taking that into consideration for the general, work crew for the department, mm-hmm. You know, maybe with them taking that, maybe that will allow us to hire. In other words, generally in the neighborhoods, I don't want to take away, we've suffered in the neighborhoods too long with lack of officers in.
No, I wouldn't be able to dedicate an officer up there right. if they didn't pay for another exactly. contract exactly. car. But I mean, it would fix right. their problem.
Right.
And they were generous enough to offer us the space. I do think we should use it. Right. I'm not saying we shouldn't use it. I'm just saying there was talk while we were there about moving the entire department, and that's not really going to be very right. feasible.
When was your company looking for a decision on that?
We just wanted the decision as, you know, as fast as you guys could, you know, come up with something, and we got it back up out to Utah to Pierpont. I'm sure, like I said, Anthony is, you know, the guy that works our head out of there at Pierpont. He's very, very good with numbers and finding money for things that we need. So I don't think that anything that you're asking for is unreasonable. I will make sure I express this to Brad and Rochelle when I talk with them tomorrow morning when I have my meeting with them in the morning.
And, you need his name, probably.
Yeah. I need his name. What's your name, please?
Enrico Williams, Eddrico.
If you don't mind.
They have showers over there?
We do have showers.
I know you got they could use a workout room after shift.
We have showers in the pool area that could accommodate this, but the pool area is open until 9 p.m. for residents. But we do have a shower area so that, I mean, I think that I could talk Brad or he could, you know, come together with some type of plan where we could make it feasible that the area is being dedicated to officers. I mean, this is something that I could take to him, talk to him, and get his ideas on it and go from there with it. But we do have the accommodations to, you know, basically accommodate officers that need to come in, shower before and after their shifts.
When I talked to Brad that, you know, after 9 o'clock, he said he would even make it available where we would have a key to be able to go in here if they wanted to use those facilities, workout and the shower and stuff like that.
Yes.
So yeah, he was very accommodating when I spoke with him about that.
Yeah, we don't expect you guys to move the entire police department here. I mean, I think that would be perfect in a utopia, but this is not a utopia. We're looking at something that basically can help with the township and help our problem. We have 820 units out there, and we basically want to just try to find out how to do this. And seeing cop cars coming in and out of the property helps us. I feel like it helps revitalize this part of the community, because then that's a marketing tool that we can use, which would then cause more people to want to move into that area.
Well, it would, probably, yeah. So you understand, you know, we're just really upgrading. We're bringing back new officer since our levy passed.
Yeah, the levy that starts in January.
You know, there's a substantial amount of territory in the township to patrol.
Yes.
And, you know, as much as we'd like to jump in with whatever you need, I think it has to be handled kind of with kid gloves there on both parts. And the reality is, for the budget, the police budget we have is still going to be quite limited, and I think from that standpoint, if Havenwood could, you know, maybe contribute to us having another officer too, and find out your hours that you need. Now, you would get your normal patrol on the weekends or whatever anyway. A car would come, I'm sure,
right,
floating through from time to time, but it certainly wouldn't be like having an officer and a couple of cars around, that's for sure.
That'd be great. And as you know, as Mr. Cook said, we do have our own security out there. We have our own security that works from 7 p.m. until 7 a.m.
Okay.
And so, I mean, we're not asking you to take over the entire security issues, but the police presence alone, a car that goes in and out, you know, that right there, it would help us out immensely. Yep. And, you know, unfortunately, Brad and Rochelle aren't here, so they can talk more extensively as far as, you know, what a comp would be. They'll be back in town Monday, but I will take all of this information that I'm gathering here, and when I have my meeting with them in the morning, this is something I know that they're going to want to know about, and we'll get right on top of it.
Are you guys at full capacity there, rent, as far as rent-wise?
We are. That's the numbers. I'm mainly the assistant director of maintenance. I really stick to basically just getting units ready.
I was just curious if they're at 100%.
We are. I don't think we're at 100, but we're close.
Now, I noticed that you guys have a tremendous amount of vehicles for the amount of units that you have. Do you guys, like each unit, are they allowed a certain amount of cars, or have you guys issued parking passes?
We do issue parking passes. That right there is something that they deal with in the front, what I like to call the front end of the property. Simple. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the last time I talked to Red, he said they were going to pass on parking permits at this time. They've looked it over, and parking permits probably wouldn't work as well as they thought it was going to be, and since they striped the parking, Jim went over and redid some yellow markings on the curbs, gave them a little bit more room, and they striped it for parking, and they've come up with, and that's helped them tremendous, so they feel they may not need the parking permits at this time.
We have interior parking that's, you know, supplied for the residents, but as far as visitor parking, that's why we striped the areas that you were just talking about, so that visitors could come in and have adequate parking and not be impeding on, you know, fire plugs and congestion and causing blind spots at intersections. Yep. So that's helped out tremendously.
Okay. Good. Well, would it be safe to say you think if we would work out something for one officer or something like that, you think that the company would want to do that?
I can honestly say, from my standpoint, I think that they would be great with that. I mean, the only thing I can do is go and ask and bring all the information that I've gathered here and push.
You know? What we'll do then, just take the information back, we'll get with Chief Smith, let him work out some numbers as to adding an officer there or that type of thing, what we can do. Okay. I don't know. What do you think? Could you be able to come up with something?
I can have it done in a couple of days.
Can you? Okay.
Yeah, before you leave, I'll get with you.
Yeah, make sure you have all his contact information and everything, Chief. So.
I do.
Okay.
So I do think it's a great, not to interrupt, I think it's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. We
have to be careful with our insurance.
The whole department. I just don't think we can.
Well, we don't want to neglect.
No.
You know, down south either.
Well, actually, I mean, from a standpoint of Havenwood, we'd do the best we could anyway. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for what you want, it's going to be control
I think that's what they, I think that's what, in general, that's what that Brad envisioned when we first brought this up.
Right.
Just the patrol. I mean, we, like I said, we're not asking for the department to move, and then we have constant, you know, officers out there to help us with our security issue. That's why we have a security company. But the patrol, you know, is great. You know, since we first brought this up, Chief Smith got us to get the neighborhood watch program going.
Right.
And we've gotten that going. We start with in the beginning phases of getting that, you know, off the ground and getting the neighborhood watch involved. I have a meeting next week with the imam for the mosque down there so I can see if I can get more of the Muslim community involved with helping with the, I did get a talk with the contact with him. So I have a meeting with him next week to try to get the Muslim community more involved with community policing. So I'm thinking that if we can keep this, you know, this small effort that we're trying to go in and grow it, you know, the right way, that is going to be a big asset to the township.
Yeah, if you can get your, what we've been doing, the trustees, we've been going, the new block watches that the chief has been setting up, usually one or sometimes all of us will make, especially if it's a new block watch meeting, and kind of get to know the residents and that kind of thing.
Okay.
So, you know, you can keep him posted if you come up with a meeting date, that type of thing.
Okay.
We do. We're already on the schedule.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We have very good communications with Chief Smith.
Okay.
Well, we started a push on block watch at what, in the beginning of 2016? Mm-hmm. We've got how many now?
Five or six.
It's a new one that comes here, and that's six.
Yeah, that's six, Hart Road. Which we have on calendar now.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe we can move on here.
All right. Sounds good. Next, I sent the board an email. The two sergeants had contacted the FOP, requested to be part of the bargaining unit. I forwarded you guys the paperwork. They called me, asked me if I had any issues with it. It doesn't cost the township anything. It actually has no bearing on the way we operate at all. It just makes them part of the bargaining unit. They're already subject to the same disciplinary process, so there's no change there. The board doesn't need to do anything. It doesn't require a resolution. The only thing we have to do is post it for 21 days. After that, it'll be sent back to the state of Ohio, and then it begins to serve.
Can the board oppose it?
You can.
Okay.
You can, sure.
I guess my opinion is we should oppose it.
Okay.
I mean, you've got sergeants, they're supervisors.
Mm-hmm.
Supervisors shouldn't, normally is not a, in the bargaining unit, that's the way it's always been. Also, if you want to move from one unit to another unit as being sergeants, you can move them around, and not being in the bargaining unit, you can move them without having to go through the union to do it.
That is true.
And that's always been a big thing way back, ever since I've been here, as the sergeants will not have authority over, as being in the union, they'd have the same authority to discipline the people underneath them.
Well, for being in the bargaining unit, they would follow the same disciplinary process they would now. If we needed to discipline a sergeant today, we would follow the same guidelines. We wouldn't have to,
right?
But we would. Most departments, supervisors are in the bargaining unit, with the sheriff's office up to the rank of captain, I think is where it cuts off. So it is another board decision. What happens if the board opposes it? I don't know, because the union didn't know, but I do have to let them know.
Well, you know, they may, and having heard that, they may be giving up something You know, in other words, they may be hindering themselves from being able to move from one position to another at that time.
Well, and that would be a board decision. Like, for even if they're in the bargaining unit, if one of them, say, needed to step down to a different shift,
right,
the only thing they would need is the blessing of the board,
right,
to let their position go and go back to rank of an officer. It wouldn't prohibit that at all.
Right. Really, in essence, if you think about it, I mean, in reality, they're already part of the union. Is already part of the
only
technically,
for their pay,
you know.
Yeah, the only thing they're requesting is to be part of the collective bargaining unit,
okay,
which would be mostly for discipline,
okay,
which we follow anyway.
Right.
So it just ensures basically that we have to.
So give me an example, because I heard what Don said, and I wanted to compare, you know, the way we do it now. And maybe, Don, you can explain that a little bit more, because I wanted to... I'm getting a little bit confused.
So say they're not in the bargaining unit.
Okay.
And they're off their probation in 6 months.
Okay.
We can take them and do pretty much whatever we want. We could say, you know, you're working first shift, you're working a split shift, you're coming in at 3 a.m, whatever.
Okay.
There's no recourse.
Right.
Without any notice or anything like that.
Okay.
Being in a bargaining unit prevents an employer basically from doing that.
Okay.
Without just cause.
Okay, so with the size of the department that we have, in my opinion, I would have to say, like Don says, we're such a smaller department. All they would have to do is say, no, they didn't want to do that. They want to stay where they are versus where we need them. As us being their employer, there's going to be times that, you know, all of us have worked jobs where, you know, all of a sudden your time's changed or you've had to work a different shift you didn't like and et cetera.
No, that's not what I meant. It doesn't mean we can't change their schedule. It means you can't maliciously.
But you would have to define the word maliciously, and meaning that they could argue that word, what was maliciously.
Well, we have to give them 72 hours notice with the bargaining unit.
But the bargaining unit, and they could still oppose it and get and say, no, we're not going to let them change.
Well, they could, but it's in the contract that that's all we have to do to change their shift. We have to show a need. We have to show a need, which is not hard to do.
I'm trying to see where this benefits them more and what power it takes away from us. It basically, I'm getting to the elephant in the room, is what are we giving up and what are they gaining from it?
Well, it's very simple. You could not all of a sudden not like the way Todd Combs is here and remove him with a two vote without just cause. That's what it boils down to.
I don't think there's that problem, but I would recommend, my recommendation is that we oppose the two sergeants being in the bargaining unit.
Okay.
That's my opinion. It's just past practice and from everything I've heard from all the past, that's my recommendation.
Okay.
Well, my recommendation would be to, I mean, if they obviously they requested you come before the board for them on their
right.
behalf, okay? My recommendation would be, I think I need a little more information, honestly, to make the decision.
Okay.
And you, as you know, past practice in a group is always carries a big stick, you know that, and if that be the case, that.
So would you like to schedule a special meeting?
And maybe we can schedule a special meeting to talk about that, and maybe Havenwood jointly. Since
Havenwood I can have done in a
few days.
A couple days.
Okay.
I can reach out to Jeff Simpson and let him come and give you his take on why they should be in the bargaining unit.
I would like to hear that. Get their reasoning for it. And
well,
and
I mean,
I guess essentially, if you get right down to it, Byron, if you've got a case of an officer, or you know that's, you know, done something that's, you know, not becoming of an officer. So,
well, being in the bargaining unit would not protect him from that.
Yeah, well, I think the the Board of Trustees with a two, you know, with a majority vote can, you know, either remove them from duty, at least for a temporary period of time.
Right.
Or go through the grievance process or whatever.
Right. Well, so, that would just ensure that we had to follow the grievance process.
Right. As long as I sit on the board, I'd do everything I could possibly to keep one trustee from, you know, making a bad decision just because they were angry at somebody or something like that, you know.
Right.
I mean, that's my thought about it. But I do believe it's something that needs a little more discussion, or don't you feel that way?
Well, yes. And because I'm torn two different ways. My question is, that it hasn't been asked. So let's say we join that, or we go with that. Is it a one-way street? We can never go back to, if we didn't like the ramifications and the way that that it's working for the board, are we able to say, no, we're not going to do that no more?
I don't think so, no.
Once they're in the union, they're in the union.
Right. Well, that is.
I'm with Ralph. I would need to really look at this more than, I don't feel comfortable myself. Right. If I had to make a decision right now, I'm going to go with what Don said and say no.
Okay. Do you want to set a date so I can forward it?
Well, I don't know what you guys' schedule next week.
You tell me and I'll try to make it. I'd
say maybe a little bit later in the week. Maybe give us time to get some facts together. Maybe Thursday or something like that.
Okay.
Because I don't think it's something that you're going to be. Yeah, something in the early part of the afternoon should be fine.
So it's 12 o'clock? Good. I'm writing it down now. I mean,
What you write?
I'm starting to write 12. But do you want 12 or do you want 1? Or you already had your pajamas off?
Well, it's white flag. White flag for lunch.
So you want 1 o'clock? Or?
Yeah, about 1.
1 o'clock.
Okay, so
what day you got?
Thursday, they said next week.
Thursday?
1 o'clock.
And this will be a special meeting for Havenwood and discuss the
And for the chief, yeah. We'll try to get.
What was that date?
When is toward the end of the month?
27?
It's 28.
28.
1 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
Could I ask Chief, just a stupid, not stupid, I'm sorry, a question on that. What's the benefit of the officers? What would be the benefit of the township? What would be the negative aspect of this?
The benefit to the officers is we have to treat them fairly. And it's contractual. We have to treat them fairly.
Okay.
In other words, you can't impose any kind of malicious discipline or anything like that. The benefit to the township is we should be doing it anyway, and that there should be no need for that.
Right, and the way it's always been in the past, there's never been a problem one way or the other. It's just a thing that if the township needed to move them someplace fast, they could do it. If they needed to move a shift, they could do it. Right now, if they needed to be done.
We could do that even within the contract. The contract we have, that's not even an issue.
So that wouldn't be a factor in it?
Not at all.
What's the negative for the officers?
Well, the negative would be, in my opinion, Pastor, would be distrust of the board or something like that. Would be my.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think these guys would be asking for that if they didn't think there was a need for it. I don't think they just all of a sudden decided that they're going to have that. There's
takes a lot
that
of, out of the hands
There's
of the
no
board.
Question, Mike. Yeah.
And I'm curious, is there any type of union dues involved?
Yes.
You already now paying?
They already pay.
They already are paying,
but
without benefits.
Correct.
Okay.
So that would be my thought on it. Now, I don't know. Maybe I'm right or wrong.
Which part?
About mistrust or something.
Well, I think what the collective bargaining unit was designed to do, it keeps both sides honest.
Well,
is what it does. I mean,
That's true.
That's kind of just the...
And obviously you're collecting bargain, you know, they have to take care of their people as well.
Right.
I hope we don't in Franklin Township have that type of problem. And I will work every way that I can to keep it from being a problem.
Expect no less.
But I'd be you know, most willing and interested to see what the guys have to say, really.
Okay.
Okay?
I'll make sure they're here. Doing that one?
Stats.
Okay. All right, as the board knows, we're getting four new cars that will bring us up to a total of seven. In an effort to keep the miles down on those new cars going out to patrol with our increased staffing of 11 and then a possibility of 6, I would like to keep two of the better older cars in service as patrol vehicles. In order to do that, I have to put radios in them and computers.
What kind of cost are you looking at for the two?
With that being said, we can buy slightly used car radios for about $2,500 a piece, which is about half price. I reached out to Scott Rogers on the computer issue because it's something we're going to have to look at anyway, because the tablets we use now are about 8 years old. I can get factory refurbished tablets for about $589.
Compared to the 5,000.
Compared to about 6,000 new.
Right.
And which is even cheaper than what Chief Welch was able to get from the other company.
Sure.
So another board decision.
Let me ask you this. Right now, as it stands, with the vehicles that we have, with the new ones coming in, if we have one go down, we really don't have backup anyway. So keeping the two cars as in the fleet,
idea.
It would
Plus, I would give those more to the part-time guys, but they would be backup cars also.
Right. Because really, right now, if we had something that had to go in, even though they're under warranty, and a part had to come in, if it was gone 3 days, we'd still have another vehicle.
Yeah.
Well, I'm fine with that.
So it's either we put the...
Is that coming out of the general fund or your fund?
Maybe it can come out of the general fund if you let it.
I'm just...
That decision's supposed to be the police.
Well, let me ask you this. Is it in your budget?
Of course it's in my budget.
Okay. That's where it's supposed to come out.
But I think it would be a nice gesture.
Yeah, there you go.
And I know the audience would appreciate it.
Yeah.
Just watching it.
Well, now you might ask them. They may want the potholes fixed in the road.
We want it all.
Yeah.
We're looking at approximately
62.
Yeah. I would get three of the laptops so we had a backup in case one of our old ones goes down.
Okay.
At that price. So we're looking at maybe $7,000, give or take.
Would be the resolution.
Yeah, so I would need a resolution if the board wants to go that direction.
Does the board want to entertain picking up the extra cost of the extra backup laptop?
And radios.
Well,
I'm not opposed to the other two cars, but I'm just saying you should never need to back up with seven new cars. Because
well,
you're not going to have seven cars on the street at once.
No, we won't need a backup. My point isn't just as a backup, but we're going to have six part-time officers that are working.
Right.
If I put them in the older cars, it's going to save miles on the new ones.
Right, I'm just saying, you're going to have plenty of backup.
Yeah.
And you can rent those cars out.
Correct. And the only way we can do it, but we do have to put radios and computers in them for them to be usable for patrol. So,
I would say I'd like to make a motion.
A resolution.
Resolution that we entertain the idea of picking up, that we will cover out of the general fund for one computer. And because it's going to be an extra computer, so that way if that computer needed somewhere or something, I don't know, and allow you to go ahead and get the 60, what'd you say, 68?
68, 7. It just depends on what we get the radios for.
68.
So we just say 69 to top it off?
So we'll say $6,900
okay.
With 500 of it coming from the general fund for one of the computers for the extra backup.
Okay.
So the resolution is going to be for Chief Smith to purchase how many laptops?
Two radios and three computers.
Two radios and three.
Okay, I think it should all come. It should all come from the police department budget.
Oh.
And then, well, I'm just discussing it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Say where it's at, but I'm just saying, I feel it should come all from the police department budget. Nothing against it, but I think then at the end, if you need the money, then you take it out of the fund. But at the time being, anything that the police department needs, any purchase that the police department needs, any equipment or whatsoever, should be paid by the police department budget.
The reason that I brought that up the way that I did is because for the fire department, when they had an opportunity to get the Motorola handheld radios, we picked up two of those from the general fund for them. That's why I said that, you know, we could pick up the cost of the extra laptop for you.
And how, it was three laptops?
Three laptops, three radios.
So your proposal is for...
My proposal is that allow him to spend the $6,900 for the two radios that he needs and two laptops for the car. And he has an opportunity to pick up an extra laptop for backup in case something happens. Okay. I say the general fund will pay for the backup laptop the same as we did with the fire department when we picked up two extra radios for them.
Not to exceed?
Not to exceed $6,900. And not to exceed 500, and how much for the laptop?
500.
589.
590.
Okay. $1 different.
Okay, 590-ish.
Yeah, five.
So I have it to read Resolution 17-296 for Chief Smith to purchase two radios and three laptops with the general fund to purchase the one backup, not to exceed 589.
Let's say 590.
590, I'm sorry.
590 is coming out of the general fund, right?
Yes,
right.
Sir. That's with the general fund to purchase the one backup, not to exceed 590.
Everything except the 590 will be coming out of the police budget.
Correct.
And the other...
The 6,900.
Yeah, I'm good.
Does that have to be in there or no for the resolution?
We can add that too.
Yeah.
To purchase the two radios, three laptops, not to exceed... $6,900, and with the general fund to buy one backup, not to exceed 590.
Yeah, I'd second that.
Seconded by Ralph.
John.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yes.
John.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else, Chief?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you again for the time and effort you've been putting in for the past year or so.
Thank you.
August.
Last night on a call, Sergeant Moore was bit by a dog in the hand.
Really?
Non-aggressive dog.
First time. That dog's never bit no one before.
Right. Just decided to like the smell of his hand and bit him on the thumb.
Is that Chihuahua?
It was a
St.
Bernard.
Nope.
They're not known to be aggressive. But
he should have had the whole hand in his mouth.
They were there for a totally different reason.
He didn't taser it, did he?
No, didn't do anything to it.
And what was his name, officer?
Sergeant Moore.
Oh, Sergeant Moore.
Moore.
So he went to the hospital last night, did the BWC thing like he's supposed to, sent me the report. He is off tonight on injury leave, but he'll be back Sunday.
Okay.
So the board has to approve the injury leave.
Okay.
And I believe I need a resolution for it.
Okay.
Is the dog under a quarantine?
Or no.
Had it shot?
No, it had a shot. They had the shot record.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't like it ripped his thumb off. It's just a little. Enough for a couple stitches.
Well, were they going to give the dog a rabies test or anything like that?
I don't know.
Oh, I've had all the shots. They won't.
You can't give a rabies test to your brain. You have to take pieces of their brain and actually put it under a microscope.
They
can just make them up. Or do you want it to be a resolution?
Well, I think because it's injury leave, the board has to approve all injury leave.
Okay.
So this would be
17-297.
Well, you had that other one you needed to use there.
Yeah, that was the
296.
We just did 296 for the purchase of the computers and radios. So this is the 17-297.
The one about Teresa.
That one has to stay the way it is, and it'll say, lack a second, no vote.
Okay.
So this will be 17-297.
That's 297.
To grant injury leave.
For one day.
One day injury leave.
Yeah.
And his name again was what?
For Sergeant.
M-O-O-R-E.
Okay. Okay. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio. That Sergeant, is it Sergeant Moore?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sergeant Moore.
Be granted
a one-day injury leave. Okay. And that's Resolution 297.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Mm-hmm. John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
I don't foresee that changing, but if it does, I guess we can amend it later.
297.
Yeah, I can do that. Last but not least, I have the
stats.
Run stats for August. 73 accident reports, 147 citations written, 81 warnings given, 76 offense reports taken, 811 dispatch calls for service, 361 pickup runs, 7,994 miles driven, 59 court cases, 0 officers called in, 48 vehicles impounded, and 20 released.
Wow. What's the last thing? 20 what?
Released.
You got a little extra paper?
I'll make you a copy.
Just email it.
And then you write them down?
I got it.
I have it on tape.
Oh, I don't want
it. I got it.
We're good. Okay. Is there anything else, Chief?
No, sir. That's it.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions from the Chief?
I
think Robin's got a question.
Sir,
Robin
does. Ma'am?
Sir, I've been checking my email, and the Walking Dead has started back up again.
Okay.
And I did stop in at the big church there on the swipe and talk to the congregation and how they cut through the parking lot of that large church.
Yes.
And to go over to the drug house, because they're there inside the church in the sanctuary, you know, having a service, and they could be having windows broken or people snooping into car windows. So I made them aware of the people cutting through the church.
Are they going to try to recruit them, get new members?
Well, they might try to, because they do have a recovery program, which I didn't know about. But anyway, I don't know about that. But they are going to be, you know, obviously chasing them off, and they are going to continue to watch their cameras.
Yeah.
For the people coming through the property and watching their vehicles. Mm-hmm. With all that being said, they've now started going back down Main Street again, because I think they're seeing the church is moving around a little bit.
Yeah.
And there's people in the parking lot. There's people there during the day as well. So they're keeping an eye on. So I just want to let you know they're back on Nathan, and people are complaining that we've got the walkers on Nathan again.
SIU is looking at getting the search warrant, and they're kind of leaving it alone for a little bit.
Sure.
Until they do.
It's picking back up, which is okay.
Okay.
That's what they want them to do. Yeah. But just knowing that they've kind of deteriorated over back to going cutting through.
Down Nathan.
Yeah, okay. From that's Gladstone across.
I had a couple guys up there too, and that's kind of what they said. They see most of them coming down. Nathan, so.
Yeah, so they're cutting. I mean, they did Nathan for a while until they were noticed. Then they went over to the church. Now the church is paying attention to them.
Right.
Now they're back over to Nathan. Okay. So just so you're aware.
Okay. Anyone else have anything for the Chief?
Okay.
Okay, I guess you're excused then.
You're on the road.
On the road.
Road department.
Okay, road department. Mr. Stevens, is he still around? Or?
Jim?
Oh, where's he at? Oh, there he is.
How did I beat you out?
He doesn't recognize him with his new haircut, Harley.
You don't see me without a hat very often.
I know. What happened to your hat?
It got a little bit dirty with a bunch of drywall dust today, so I'm gonna wear it. Okay, how do you follow that? It doesn't work out real well. You already got the resolutions for the House Bill 50 proper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those were done.
Yes, sir, that's taken care of.
I guess with that, with Havenwood, a little bit of, I got to bring a couple things up to date. I know I didn't have this on the agenda. I came to the board and I explained to the board that I was going to be applying for a grant to do repaving in Havenwood.
Right.
It was going to be a rather substantial grant, extremely high dollar figure. I met with the county engineers over there. We got to looking at the condition of the roadways, trying to figure out exactly how we wanted to go about doing it. After doing bore and core samples, we came to the conclusion that I needed to hold off on the grant at this time because the roads are going to have to be completely tore up and redone.
Yeah.
Wish this gentleman could be able to hear this and he could take us back. I'm going to definitely need to set some kind of a meeting up with them and talk with them about this too. Two of the roads actually only have about 4 inches of asphalt on them.
Okay.
You go and you start milling 4 inches down, you're down to the subbase, and then you really have nothing. It's not compacted to put new pavement on. What the county engineers have requested that we do is we have the board draft up a letter requesting their assistance and have them design all new roads for us over in that area as far as tearing them up, new subbase, compacted asphalt. Then after we get the drawings and they get all the engineering work done, then I go back in and I apply for the grant. But at this time, we would like to see about possibly putting the sidewalks in because you get more point value with your grants if you start doing, well, they kind of use it as a user-friendly situation when you're putting roadways in. If you're going to make pedestrian-friendly, I guess the word I'm talking about, with sidewalks, your point values go up and you have a better chance of getting these grants. But this all needs to be engineered first. So I'm going to need to ask the board if I can draft up a letter to the county engineer requesting their assistance on having these roads engineered and blueprinted to have them completely tore out and redone. Once we get that done, we just need to get the ball rolling on that. Hopefully we can have that by the first of the year. The good part about that is if by chance I apply for this grant and we don't get that grant, we still have these drawings already done, and the county engineers are our engineers, so it's something we already in contract with.
They're going to do the drawings for free?
This is what I'm thinking that they will do, because they're pretty much the engineers for all 17 townships.
They're talking about curbing also, probably.
Correct. It'd be curbing and sidewalks. They have this, I don't know, it varies, 3-foot to 4-foot asphalt path that they use that they consider a sidewalk right now. Going in and doing the roads the way that I wanted to get them done, and I was also going to put into this grant having the curb and gutter replaced on some of these roads. By the time they tore the old curb and gutter out, you were already digging into their asphalt path, and we just going to have to pay to put that back. The problem is with the curb and gutter, there's a couple of the roads that has good curb and gutter on it. Two roads do not, because they found out the roads were being depleted and destroyed years ago. So when they come in and they paved those roads, they actually put 3 inches of asphalt on top of the roadway and then paved into the gutter on the curb and gutter. That's why some of the curbs only look like they're about this high when the rest of them should be 8 inches. So there's only one way to do it. You got to tear the curb and gutter out in order to be able to do that. I think a meeting needs to be put into place sometime, possibly with them, because of our roads actually got a lot of heavy traffic on them. When they were tearing out the apartments and everything, there was a lot of heavy traffic and damage done to those roads.
Right.
And I think, you know, it warrants a sit-down talk with them once we get figures put together.
Yeah,
and
I think
kind of go from there.
Most definitely, you know, with the amount of work and for every turn their part down and all the heavy equipment we've been in there, we need to certainly do some partnerships or something.
Don't quote me on it, but I would venture to say that you're looking anywhere between $750,000 to $900,000.
I would think so, yes sir.
To get this done.
I'd say it's going to be a $1 million project probably.
Every bit of it.
Yeah.
So I just think it would warrant a good sit-down conversation with the Romney Group or whoever in that area and just kind of...
Maybe I can get with Anthony and see if next time he's in, have him come in when you get this drawn up.
And that's what I need to do. If the board will allow me, I can draft up the letter. They pretty much gave me the verbiage that we need to put into it. They've coached me on that. So if the board will allow me, I'll draft that up and then...
They say when they might have it.
They said as soon as I can get it to them, they'll get on it. Hopefully we'll have them by the first year.
First year?
Okay. And with that, once they engineer the drawings, then they'll actually have a price for you. So
that'll have a cost in that
they'll
also.
They'll have a cost in
it. Oh, it will have a cost.
Everything will be in there. Okay. Any questions on that? We get out?
No.
That'd be good.
So he has your approval?
Yes.
Yep. Well, I'd make, you know, I'd like to make a resolution now that we authorize Mr. Stevens to get the letter together.
Oh, you already need the motion?
Yeah.
Yeah, just a motion.
I'd like to make a motion. We authorize Jim Stevens to write a letter to the county engineers and authorize them to draw up the plans for new roads in Havenwood.
Need a second?
I'll second. And I hated to put that grant onto the, off to the side, but really didn't have much choice.
I'm ready to call the roll.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Okay, Bill, along with the paving, since we're talking about paving, we're down to the point with the sanitary sewer project where we're getting ready to start getting into the pavement part of it. It's been kind of a battle, a long battle that we've been fighting for months with them, trying to come up with an agreement on what they're going to do. The township, we've been holding their feet to the fire. We're not letting them do things to shortchange us by no means. Won't let that happen. Sat in a meeting day before yesterday, and we finally came up with an agreed-upon plan. They're hoping that they will start the paving and have the paving completed by the end of October. So there were some things, there's a lot of changes that they made unknown to us, and they re-changed it once we found out about it. So we're back on track. Everything's working into our favor on that. So hopefully that'll all be taken care of.
It should be finished by the end of October or starting the pavement?
They're hoping to be done by the end of October.
Okay.
Hoping.
The paving and all?
Paving and all. Okay. They're wanting to get it done. But the asphalt plants will start closing around Thanksgiving.
I know they do. Yeah.
Unless we have another mild winter like we did last year.
I think the asphalt closes like mid-December, doesn't it?
Sometimes around towards Thanksgiving.
Yeah, sometimes. And one of the things Jim's kind of not really tooting his horn, that there are some roads that they just wanted to slap stuff on and that was it, where they need to really dig it all the way out and totally re-depth and re-bring gravel in and stuff. And in your area where it's collapsing, I got that phone call one night. Someone said that the road was, you know, a sinkhole, and I ran over and sat there until you guys got in, and you could look underneath it, looked like a groundhog hole as far as you could see. And the only thing that was holding it together was the 4 inches or 3 inches of
asphalt.
And they were like, oh, no, that's not our responsibility. So Jim, as he uses the analogy that he kept them feet to the fire, he didn't give up on them because they were like, no way, we're not taking care of that. That's on you. And it's just township roads.
Yeah.
So that's what they would say to Jim. But, you know, to Jim, I applaud him for, you know, sticking to it and making sure that our roads are done correctly.
Yeah, he and I made a tour up there, what was that, a week and a half ago, and there was a lot of crackage and this, that, and the other one there.
Yeah,
I mean, it was clear.
Speaking of that, Plainview and Gladstone were the crack in the asphalt because of the, when Deer Creek were in there, you know, they made a trench this wide. Elite came in, their trench was only this wide.
Yeah, well, he pointed that, Jim pointed that out
is what's sinking, which caused that sinkhole, and they tried to say that that wasn't part of the project, and I proved to them that it was. So now what they're going to do is tear that whole road up where the extra trench was, take it down, do new compaction, lifts of asphalt to get it up so it would be stable.
They did agree to do that, then.
Oh, yeah.
Good deal.
They're not probably happy about it.
No.
Being the fact that you've had, and one thing that Jim has done is kept good records. He takes pictures before a project. He's one that he can go back and say, no, right here you go. So that's made a big difference, too.
Videos. A lot of videos. Any questions on money? Yes, ma'am.
With all that being said and all the paving that's going to happen, some of the, and I know this may not be your problem, it may lap over into a different department, but we have residents, you know, that bring in large trucks to bring them home with them. What about the straight trucks with the box on the back?
That's something that I'm going to be working with.
There's several of those now.
Right now it's permitted.
Yes.
The way that they're doing it, but I will be working with Chief Smith on that because hopefully we can get a change put in that.
Because that would save on our roads, because they're coming in every single day.
So much too. Yeah.
And then for you guys, and then. So I was curious, with all this fighting that you've done to get us nice roads, we want to try to preserve them. you not everybody, all the obviously all the residents don't know the work you put into this. Exactly, but just knowing how can we.
Well, that's something I'm going to do with Chief Smith on, because actually there's some areas that we need to put in to play no truck zones altogether that aren't as of today.
Right.
So, and there's some of those in there.
So, I mean, I knew you were aware, but just knowing that that seems to be increasing. You know, I saw there's a new one down at the end of Dover now. He brings a straight truck in every night, parks it, and sometimes he has a trailer in the back, parks it right on the road all night.
Yeah.
And
he's just bringing the tractor in.
He's parking it right on the road because he's at the dead end. He doesn't think it bothers anybody to park it on the pavement all night.
He thinks he's going to and not being seen.
But we all hear it coming in.
I guess piggyback on what Robin said, even though my street's not in her area, there is somebody that, and I think I talked to you a couple weeks ago about it, that's bringing in one of those big trucks also, parking it in their yard. So, I mean, even though my street's only this big, right, it's still going to deteriorate it.
First thing we have to do is get it posted. Once it's posted, then it can be enforced.
So,
where it's not posted,
are you looking
it's allowed
to post it on my street?
Like I just said, I'm going to be talking with Connor about food trucks.
Do I need to give you something in writing about my street then? So that it's on there? I mean, I guess, it's, to me, I just don't want the road to be tore up.
Oh, no, I don't need
and no.
That's what I'm curious about. So, any more questions?
At the corner of Schimmel and Harmon, on the northwest corner, the weeds are getting high again over there.
And that's something that I can turn back over to the city of Columbus. That's actually, it's not on my township area. We have this all the time up and down Harmon and Schimmel where people call in. Just because of businesses and everything are in the township, the roadways, the county roadway, the city roadway, right-of-ways are theirs, not ours. So that's something we just, I hate to say it sounds like we're pawning them off, but we're not permitted to work in there right away. So I can only turn that over to them when it comes to the roadways.
Yeah.
So.
Another question.
Yes, ma'am.
Maybe not you, or maybe it might be the board. They're starting to move in equipment and stuff down there at Frank Road and Freeway. Is that going to be creating, when they start all that, get going, all the work in that, going to throw a lot of traffic on our road?
Not really sure. I haven't seen the MOT yet. I did get a set of plans for what they're going down there.
How long is that going to take?
Can't answer that one either. Not sure. It's going to be a huge project, I will say. It's a large project. I don't have the MOT for the traffic and what they're going to do yet.
No, not now.
I'm sure it's something that they will release to everybody when that time comes. But I would venture to say it's going to be a big project.
Mary, the meeting I attended, well, you're talking about the Frank and 104 interchange.
Yeah.
According to DOT, the Ohio Department of Transportation, 2019 is when they're supposed to commence working on that. They were, a lot of the land and that kind of thing had already been secured, you know, where they could go through the property there where the old Inland Products plant and everything used to be, but they said their date to start would be somewhere in the spring of 2019.
They got those big cement dividers.
Yeah, they're just mobilizing everything right now. And
yeah, I think they were doing something else there. I'm not sure.
What
the,
I didn't hear the area she was speaking of, and I probably couldn't hear it on there. It'd be Frank and 71. Frank and
71. Yeah, 71 Frank Road.
What are they going to be doing with that?
Well, they're putting in a totally new interchange. Well, not a totally new interchange. Your southbound exit ramp there will remain the same, Barry. It's the northbound that's going to have the major changes. That's going to, apparently, what they're going to do, according to the plans they had, was do away with the old, you know, where you have to come up Jackson Pike there, come up there and stop and all that. That's all going to be eliminated. And it's going to be a straight shot up to Frank Road through that old Inland Products property. Get off there, turn left to come back west on Frank Road. Then there will be, to get on the northbound Frank Road, they're going up the way a little bit and do their northbound on-ramp there. As far as the plans they had on the southbound part, where you come down and get off at Frank Road, according to the plans they had, that won't be changed. That will remain the same. It'll all be the northbound thing. So it will be a major project there.
That's what you're going to be going under the bridge on that side.
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay.
Okay, what about the big run? I noticed that's
okay. There you go.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
This is something that I brought up a few years ago. I think Mr. Cook's going to be aware of this, too. Down on Big Run, we have an area that I had brought it up as a very big concern. It's not too long ago that started, 9 years ago. There's an area down there, if any of you travel Big Run Road, right at the S-curve, coming from Gantra, the Harrisburg Pike, you come around the S-curve, you have got an area right there where the guardrail stops at the City of Columbus Corporation limit.
Yep.
And the roadway is only at places 24 inches from a 12-foot drop into a creek. I brought this up to Brady Kaler's attention years ago with the Franklin County Engineer's Office. He met with me down there. Apparently 18 years ago, it was addressed even then because it was an issue then because the creek constantly changes paths. It's always washing away the banks. Brady had brought to my attention that even back 18 years ago, one of the only remedies that they came up with for that, at that time was to build a shore wall down over the bank.
Right.
And then they would have to fill that in with riprap and then stabilize that bank. Unfortunately, it was a rather large price tag. I think they were talking about $100,000 or more, to get this done.
Oh, yeah.
Looking at the first page, when I went down and took these pictures, I'll kind of walk you through it, and then I'll let the audience see what I've got here in my hand. On the first page, if you look at the bottom picture, standing there looking where you can see the edge of the roadway and then where it meets the grass, you can see where that edge of that roadway has already started to give in on the bank. The bank is actually
sinking.
It's going to wash out. And when it washes out, we are going to lose at least half of that roadway, a half lane of that roadway. I was asked to be in a meeting down here with the county engineers last week. I met with them down there to kind of get their opinion on what they wanted to do. They had some of their engineers down there. They were looking at it. They had already came up with an idea on what they wanted to do. I knew that they had spoke with Trustee Fleshman about this. And even when we were down there for the Big Run Bridge opening, we had residents that shared concern with the county engineers, which kind of got them more involved. But if you look at the bottom picture, coming around there, this is where you're coming out of the S-curve, coming back towards Harrisburg Pike. Once again, if you look, you can see where the roads actually started to cave in. I bet it's already dropped 6 or 7 inches from the center line where it shouldn't be. The picture right above it, I'm standing up pretty much, if I go up about another 20, 25 foot from the bottom picture, 24 inches off the edge of the pavement, you've got a 12-foot drop where that bank is washing away right now, which is destabilizing our roadway. You go to the second page, what you have is now it's went out to 36 inches. Went from 24 to 36 inches from the edge of the pavement to a 12-foot drop into Big Run. The bottom picture is actually me standing on the edge of the roadway looking straight down. Looking into, you can see how the embankment has eroded. Unfortunately, where that creek comes down, because it flows towards Gantz, as it comes down, it makes a turn, and it's shoved right into that bank right at the edge of our roadway. And then it makes another turn and comes out. So that whole bank right down through there is actually, it's a lot worse now. I know when Tommy was down there with me, he couldn't believe, because that's the first time he'd looked down in there like compared to the way it was even 3 years ago. Because I have pictures 3 years ago, and unfortunately I've switched computers. I'm not sure exactly where they went. I usually keep good track of that. You go to the third page.
And what you've got there is you got the same situation. It's just another picture of how close the creek is to the proximity to the roadway. And you can actually see where it's washing away even more. If you look down, you can see where the water stops. It's where the bank used to be. Now it's come back every bit of 10 foot back towards the roadway. The bottom picture on that third page actually shows the City of Columbus Corporation limit. Where their sign is where they stop and we start. Okay. Next page is looking from, coming from Gantz, looking at what we were just looking at there. You've got that last part of the S curve. It's a straight shot into the creek. I know I warned my guys, and I caution even myself when we're out plowing. It's kind of scary when the roads are extremely slippery. I'm surprised we don't have a lot of people getting picked up out of the creek all the time, to be honest with you. The bottom picture actually shows, and this is new, this wasn't there the other day, somebody has already almost went over that embankment.
Yep.
You can see where they skidded across there, and they've already went down over it, and even pushed these bushes over that were there. Thank goodness they didn't go another 2 feet or they'd have gotten a little wet. The next picture, on the next page, is looking back towards that guardrail. You can see the same thing where the car almost slid off the side of the road. What the county's wanting to do, and you can go down to that bottom picture. What the county's wanting to do, you got the driveway coming in from your left. You come right straight across. You're going to see a marking on the roadway, white paint. If you turn to the next page, you'll see it. It says it's the end of the guardrail, EGR. What the county's proposing to do is extend that guardrail, the existing guardrail, from where it ends all the way around to where it says EGR. They want to extend that guardrail around to there. Now, extending the guardrail is one thing, but it's not going to shore up our embankment. What they're going to propose to do, turn to the next page, you can actually see here's another picture of how the pavement's actually sinking. Come back about maybe 40 foot from where the edge of the guardrail is, and I think it measures 52 foot from where the edge of the guardrail is going to stop. They're going to start putting in dump rock. They're huge rocks down over the bank to stabilize that bank. I don't know whether or not they'll put fencing on top of that to, you know, to help keep the rock in there. They're going to put that dump. What they're proposing to do is put that dump rock starting there, all the way down to where the creek goes back out away from our roadway, which is about right where the end of the edge of the guardrail is. This being said, we already paved half of Big Run, which was in my paving plan for this year.
Right.
We paved half of Big Run and proposed to pave the other half, which is this half, next year.
Next year, yeah.
The county, this was the email that I received from Fritz Crozier on the next page. The county has proposed and given us a quote, and you know, the board can read through what that email says. This is a small price to pay, in my mind, if you ask my opinion, to shore up that bank to keep from losing at least half of our roadway down there, which would completely shut the road down. I see it. Everybody that travels that road when we get heavy rains, I know all the board members are aware of it. I know Chief Welsh is, because we've both been down there in flooding zones. That water travels down through there at such high force that sooner or later it's going to wash that away and we're going to be in trouble. Yeah. We're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars to completely rebuild that roadway down through there. It's going to completely shut that roadway down if that happens. Yeah. I think being proactive, the board needs to entertain the thought of maybe accepting the county's proposal to do this extra work that needs to be done for two reasons. One's a safety reason with the guardrail. And two is a stabilization on the embankment to ensure that our road does not give way. If we're planning on putting an investment, and this is just my opinion, if we're planning on putting an investment next year into repaving the other half from the city limit to Harrisburg Pike, if we don't stabilize this bank, we're going to run into trouble on down the road possibly, and every penny that the township has put in repave that road, we're going to be in trouble. What the county has proposed and they're going to have the same company, from what I'm understanding in the email, where they're going to have the same company that built the bridge and put the bridge in. It's a total cost of $38,670. And that would be to put in there, it would put the dump rock in, do the grill, new anchor systems in there. $38,000 is, once again, you try to compare, if we don't do this, what could happen?
Yeah.
I just needed to bring it to your attention. It has been an ongoing issue for a long time.
Is there plans to do that this year?
Yes, if we can give them an okay, they can get it going as soon as possible.
Is this out of your road department budget or general fund?
This would be general fund.
General fund?
It's a general fund because it would be like with our roadways, with us paving roads, comes out of general fund, not the road department, because it's going to last more than 7 years.
Right, okay.
As your road superintendent, I think it's something that, you know, I tried to get attention brought to it years ago, and it just fell to the wayside.
Well, it's been a very long time since any money's been put into our roads. And, you know, and you pay the price for...
You're looking at 30-some thousand compared to...
Well, in today.
If your weight breaks down, it's going to cost you more than that.
If that road was to wash away, and you can see by those pictures, it's already sunk. Right. If that road was to wash away, you're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars and a lot of headaches for a lot of people.
I mean, you're literally going to have to rebuild a road.
You would have to, and that's not good.
Yep.
I think we need to do it.
I totally agree, but that's...
What's your general fund look like? Pretty good, Lisa.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir.
We can make a resolution for you.
Yep, I'd like to make a resolution.
17-298.
Okay, 17-298. To fund the project of the bank and roadway and so forth on Big Run Road in the amount of... Well, is this an accurate bid here, Jim?
Yes.
Okay. In the amount of $38,670.
Do you want to round it up, just in case?
No, it's actual bid.
Oh, it's actual? And 0 cents?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 38,677,000.
Do you have a second?
I'll second that.
John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I wholeheartedly appreciate that. I think all three of you probably heard from the residents the other day when we were down there for the bridge opening.
Yep.
The concerns on that.
Okay. Yep.
So other than that.
Alrighty. Well, thank you very much. Does anybody have anything else for
Jim,
Mr. Stevens here?
I do. I was at a block watch meeting for the Broadline area, and I mentioned briefly to you. And I guess one of the things that you brought up is the fall cleanup that we usually do.
Yes.
That we could possibly just tie the two together because they're wanting to do a cleanup day. So we would be able to bring a dumpster in that area or bring the dumpster here and then probably be a dumpster here and our guys would just pick up the stuff and put it in the dumpster.
Has our newsletter went to print? It has.
Yeah.
Usually the way, and that's something that and we didn't put anything in there this time for any fall tire drive, right. Anything, whatever.
We have Facebook.
Which is Facebook. True. I mean, we have our social media, and then we could also possibly put something in. Yeah, in the messenger. Usually how we end up doing that, we've done it in the past with the cleanups, spring cleanups, fall cleanups. When we do the tire drives, if people want to clean up in their area, we'll put an extra dumpster out here and they can bring trash into here and then we can dispose of it through local ways.
A couple things that they ask, and I said I would bring it to the board's attention. If we could supply any of the little things for them to use to pick up and trash bags.
Grabbers.
Grabbers, yes.
We have
two. I might be able to get something from Swaco.
Okay.
If it still not mad at me.
Yeah, let's not talk trash.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to have to.
So,
I have choices.
So we
only have two.
Okay, so if we can, Ralph, if you could check in on that.
I'll check with him.
And then I guess that we'll bring up to the board again later if we donate or if we supply them with a box of trash bags that they want to pick up and then put it to their, wherever they put it. Even they want to go up and down the alleys and clean up the alleys.
Oh,
and,
thank you. even if they wanted to go about doing something like that and you wanted to make it township wide and people wanted to work into their area
right.
and do it on a weekend, a Saturday, Sunday, however they want to do it, and they collect whatever they have one localization area.
Right, and we come in and pick it up.
Yeah, like you know, this area, they have one spot where they could put all their bags and so on and so forth, and then we'll go around on Monday and pick everything up and then bring it back here and put it in the dumpster.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with that. That helps us out immensely.
Okay. See, with our meetings being every 2 weeks, I'll pass this on to Mr. Cheney.
And all your other block watch meetings, too, right?
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. If we can, even with Robin's here, if Robin, I mean, because we're already in September, so there'd be mid-October before we would be able to say, okay, this is the time that we can do it.
What day did I say we're going to start leaf collection? That was going to be October 30th?
Yeah, it's the latter part of October, yeah.
Yeah, we can have it done by then because once we start leaf collection, I mean, it's everything.
So if we're looking at October, even if we was to have this over the weekend of the 13th and then Saturday's the 14th, the 15th is Sunday's, and then the 16th. So are you already going to be set up for leaves by then?
Why don't you shoot for the weekend of the
7th, 8th?
I'll tell you what, if you do it on the weekend of the 28th, 29th of October.
It's Halloween.
Yeah, trick or treat night.
Candy.
Hi, Ray.
Yeah.
Or go the weekend before, 21st, 22nd.
Yeah.
Okay, so the 21st, 22nd.
Yeah, I know it's kind of a short notice, but I think you know you get the word out, and then you know, Webb, get a hold of Swaco.
There is a drug take back day.
What day is that? Because that's usually when we coordinate it along with that.
I thought Cheney would be here. Is he back? No.
No, he's at the west site. He went to Westgate's block watch.
Oh, okay.
There's a drug take back day on October 28th. That's here as well.
Drug take back day.
See? It's Halloween.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else for Mr. Stevens?
Which, I mean, if you do it at that time on the 28th on that day, you're because we always have a big showing for the drug drop off.
So would you rather it for them? That's up to you.
Do it anytime. Whether it's Halloween, Thanksgiving,
Christmas.
New Year's. So, if we want to do the trash pickup so it doesn't interfere with the drug.
You can do it. You can do the trash pickup anytime. I was just trying to combine it. A lot of times we'll do a tire drive even on the weekend when they're doing the drug cleanup.
Gotcha.
But we didn't get a chance to put it into. But we can always add that to a social media and just do a tire drive because I just got.
Essentially, residents can bring their tires back.
Like we
any time really. You know.
Yeah, I'd like to keep it like on one weekend instead.
Oh, I would. Yeah. Well, but you know what I mean.
Oh,
some of them just drive in, and bring a couple.
Do you want me not to do this? Do you not want me to do this October 21st, 22nd?
Why don't you just do it for the 28th, 29th?
Okay.
No, I'd like to see them clean their neighborhood up, and I guess we can go and if they bag it up. We'll get it. What we get?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
You kind of there and be passing out candy.
That's fall cleanup
and tires.
That's what we usually did. You know, Juanita clean up crew. Me. I'm your regular try. All righty. You got anything else? Thanks, Jim.
A long day.
Yeah, it has been.
You know what?
Okay, Chief Welch.
Yes, I do.
You're getting
it. Yes, I am.
Now, you can thank Aaron for putting you on at the end.
Hey.
Yeah, I need to go. We can have intermission now, everyone's dead.
Yeah, I'm happy.
I
ratted you out.
I know.
First off, I'd like to bring up Chaplain Snodgrass. He just got back from Houston, Texas. He went down there.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he's been down there for the last week. He's been helping out with a group he got involved with. I believe it's Reverend Billy Graham's.
Billy Graham's the same guy.
Okay, he goes down there and he's visited everybody and he goes and helps everybody down there. And
bless his heart.
Yeah, he's probably going back next week.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so he's going back and forth and keeping busy, constantly helping out the Texas folks down there. Now for the fun stuff. You guys like to hear more about health insurance?
You know Jim Welch, you're a super guy, but you really bore me, you know that?
Yeah, I know. This is total boring stuff.
I am so glad that he stayed on top of this, that we have someone that has been watching us for this.
Yes. It gives me a headache just to think about it anyway, really.
What happened was, and I'll brief the audience real quick, we were involved with a consortium through Ohio Insurance Services. Well, they've played some bad moves. Well, now they went to crap. The number two and three person just quit this week. We're not getting much out of them. It's hard to get calls back. It's hard to get anything going with them. So we got stuck in that position where we joined the lawsuit to sue them and sue the other people that they were in business with. Basically, we're intervening to find out the real numbers, the real facts. So Franklin Township ended up in a bad spot, a bad situation with health insurance. It's still going. There's a lot of missing pieces, but let's see here. Like I just said, Brian Savage quit IOS, and I'm not sure what exactly.
According to the email, I don't think he quit. I think he had no choice.
I don't know.
Highly encouraged.
Him and another woman there, I guess.
Yeah, that she was number three. So two and three is no longer there.
Brian told me over a month ago he was going to start his own agency.
Well, according to that email, they said they had a non-compete clause in their contract.
Right. It has a non-compete clause, which means he cannot contact us, but we can contact him.
But IOS is not going to be around after December 31st.
Well, I don't think those guys at all are going to be around. Well,
they're dissolving. They've came out and said there will be no more Ohio Insurance Services.
I felt really nervous about them guys for three years or more.
We're going to change to a different company. It's called like Ohio Valley or something along those lines. But they can't even stand on their own 2 feet now. So yep. I don't think they're going to stand very well later on either. Half their groups left. Over three quarters of their members have gone to JHP. Moving forward from this, I'd like to get the board's ideas and how you want to proceed or how you want me to proceed along the insurance lines. We've got a couple options out there. Jefferson Healthcare provides everything, that's who we're with now primarily. And keep in mind, High Insurance Services is not going to be on the
right
options. They provide everything, but they don't provide an HRA plan. The HRA plan is where we fund up to a certain amount in-house through the township dollars, through our own budgets. Well, they don't have that there. They're a fully insured company, and we'd have to compare apples to apples. So I don't know if that's an option you guys wanted to explore or wanted me to explore to look into what Jefferson Healthcare has to offer.
I think we need to explore every avenue that's out there.
Yeah, I do too, really.
And get a good look at what we're comparing.
Yeah, and we are running short on time for the 2018
year. Yeah,
they like to have everything set by the end of October.
Yes, they do.
My idea and my recommendation is obviously go with the Franklin County Consortium for United Healthcare.
There's always been good talk about them.
Yeah, everybody's extremely happy with them. I've met with them a couple different times, and that's what this forum fire is about, is to get us to the level where they can view everything. They'll look into Ohio Insurance Services or previous claims, they'll look at our forum fires. They'll do an evaluation to see if they'll even accept us into their system.
Now, I need to ask you a question, because I did see that email, and then I've been at meetings all day, and then came straight here. Do we need to do that online?
The forum fire?
Right, because I saw it, but I didn't. I'm like, okay, how do I do this? Where's it at? And I just scanned through it. So we're going to need each individual person.
Anybody that's covered currently has to do the form fire. And there's another gentleman that I've been dealing with, Jim Irwin. he'll actually come here if somebody needs help or wants to fill it out a different way or some other aspect.
Like, it has to be done by the 27th, right?
I put the 29th on there for the deadline.
Yeah, the last time I had 2 hours.
Yeah.
That's about me, too.
But this is for the Franklin County Consortium. We've already approached them, and I do want to let you know that after they accept us, and to order to do their administration fees, they're going to charge $3,000 to us in order to bring us into their group. I'm not exactly sure if that was before or after they agreed, but they said do the form fire, then we'll speak after that.
Okay.
They got excellent coverage, and this is not an apples to apples. Some things they're great at, some things are lower than us at, but all in all, it's what the county commissioners have for their own selves. We know it's going to be a good policy.
It's going to be a Cadillac plan for them.
Right. And in turn, our insurance is going up by 24% 2 years ago, 12.5% this year. Theirs is only going up less than 8% each year.
What you were telling.
Yeah. And with our HRA, it is so hard for the township to budget for that. 1 month it can be $30,000, and next month it can be $9,000. Yeah. So we're rolling the dice and trying to figure out how much we're spending on health care.
Yeah.
This will give us a flat, even number where we could actually put in a budget. So basically, there's no action I really need from the board, just get your opinion. Do you want me to bring the Jefferson Healthcare Plan along with the Franklin County Consortium, kind of do both and see where we wind up? We're already in Jefferson Healthcare.
I think it would be wise, as of now, though, we don't know if Franklin, the Franklin Township deal is going to work, or are we going to be able to get into that program?
Absolutely. I think we'll be accepted because we got such a young demographic. Any insurance company would.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah.
We're already with JHP, so I think moving on to them would be changing brokers. We would move from them to a broker. He's out east someplace.
Yeah, I mean, that's my
opinion. I'd like to see us bring Brian out and see what he's got. See if he's got anything different. If we're going to compare, we're going to shop.
Yeah, I'm open to whatever the board chooses to do.
Well, I'm concerned because there is a note, and I understand, Mr. Cook, what you said about a non-competition agreement, but then again, I also understand it from the legal aspect. It's the same thing in my company. If I have someone that's a photographer for me and they're under a non-compete, they can't compete with customers that they currently have or having. So even if we went to him,
it depends on the nature of the non-compete. It could be they just you've got to get out of the business for a year.
He can't. Let me finish.
What we would need to do to see if it was okay is to contact who we currently got and say, does this affect it in any way? Because we would have to contact whoever's left and say, you know, we are wanting to bring him out. Is that in any way? In a non-compete, because they in the email they made sure they stated that
they sure did
that there's a non-compete.
I'm guessing, and this is just talking right now, I'm guessing he's going to start his own brokerage firm.
If he starts his own business, it's just the same as someone works for me and then they go off to be their own photographer. You know, we need to see a copy and let our attorney see what the non-compete, because we don't want to get tied up into we went with someone that had a contract that basically said they're non-compete. We need to see the nuts and bolts of that non-compete to see, because some non-competes you got to be within a certain 100-mile radius for so many years. There's no one set way of non-compete, so we need to see what that non-compete is. But evidently they shot one across the bow, making sure that we know that they have a non-compete.
No question about
that.
But
we can request a copy of the non-compete and look at it.
He cannot solicit. But you can go to him, and if anybody got in trouble, it would not be Franklin Township, it would be Brian.
But the thing is, with a non-compete, we don't know that. Well, a non-compete is not just a standard across the board like that. We would need to see exactly what the non-compete agreement was, because if there's a certain miles, if there is a certain amount of years, and etc.
I think we need to reach out to Brian and ask him what it is.
Well, I understand what you're saying, but here's my theory on it. We're into a major mess with those guys right now.
We don't need to get into another
one. We don't need to get in. I mean, that's my opinion. If Brian was to get his own gig going there and everything, you know, it may be something we want to talk to him down the road next year or whatever. But having said that, and the amount of time that we have to work, I mean, you know what you have with Jefferson now. And if we could go and get a better deal with the Franklin County, if the county and all the county employees and everything have got this insurance, I feel about as secure with that as I could from anyone, to be honest with you.
Well, here's the other thing.
You never know all these way this insurance crazy world is, but if Brian's going to get into something or is able to get into something, I wouldn't discard him down the road, but you've got, I mean, literally 30, 40 days to...
I'm months into this. I've been dealing with this all along. I don't know how I got pushed out from it.
Well, thank you for it. I do appreciate that.
But these are the options the boards has, and tell me what to do and how to go.
Well, one of the other things is with Brian Savage is that that was his baby he created that we got into.
The innovation.
He came up with that himself and et cetera, and then it got to where it's at, where we're in this issue now. So him starting his own company and doing that, are we really wanting to jump into something like that? So there's a couple things I think that we need to be cautious about and definitely take a look at what his non-compete says. And I think the township should honor a non-compete if we can. To try to go to the back door and say that he didn't come to us, we went to him, non-compete doesn't really work that way, mostly that I've seen. But I just think to know whether we can or can't is to see what the non-compete actually is.
Yeah, whose fault was it that it happened, you know, or this, that, and the other. But the reality of it is they kind of left us hanging out there and took it kind of fall off the end of the earth, really. And, you know, and then you got half this, half that, not honoring claims, not doing this. People can't use this card, that card. We've talked about changing medical cards. And by the way, I'm not even involved in that insurance. I buy my own. You guys don't pay for my insurance. Okay? I just want to make... But this thing has been really crazy, hasn't it?
Yeah, the last few months, ever since they separated back in late July or late June, this has been a nightmare. Right now we're using iOS for four different aspects and JHP for two different aspects. They intertwine with each other. They have to communicate. And it's just not happening. Yeah.
So even if we looked at the three different companies, even if we looked at Brian Savage and his new company, and we looked at the different ones, even like with what Franklin County, if we paid a little bit more and we didn't have those changing of cards and then doing this, you know, I've known people that come to me and said, why'd you guys change insurance? And I'm like, you know, we had no choice. We had to do that because a lot of people have to now completely redo all the forms and everything else. Like, I had 2 hours to do that and get it done in time. Now, as soon as I left the meeting, I had to get that done that night. And so, really, do we want to go with a company to save a little bit of money as a startup company, and he's left another company to save a little bit of money when we can go with a bigger company that's proven themselves, and Franklin County is using them. So we need to weigh everything in together. So we need to take all that into consideration.
Well, the reality is the amount of work that the man's put into this thing.
Oh, absolutely. It might make my head spin.
And
it's not easy.
Given the fact, I mean, it's not like you've got 8 or 10 months to work on this. You've got a month or so.
Right, because we are out of luck.
We are out of luck. I don't want... I mean, you know you've got one sure thing, right? With Jefferson.
Yeah, the for sure thing is to stay with Jefferson, but now we have to figure out how we're going to get them to pick up our HRA.
Okay.
And more than likely, they'll just be absorbed into a full, complete policy.
But that problem could probably be worked out, you think, don't it?
I think they'll fully insure us.
And then if, you know, you kind of prod that county deal along a little bit, you know, that may end up being a great thing, really. I honestly haven't heard anything bad about the county insurance.
And only having an 8% raise versus what we were looking at.
County insurance is an adult insurance. I mean, it's a big boy insurance, right, is what we've been calling it.
Given the fact that if we want to shop insurance, I'm tired of shopping. We have had a really hard, this has been one of the most terrible years I've ever spent in my life.
Well,
really.
We were supposed to have a broker to do that, and that was Brian Savage, and he quit, and I'm guessing he's going to start his own broker firm, if I would guess,
right.
And he may want to have more clients. I don't know, but it's a bad time of year for him to quit at this time when everybody has to be signed up by the end of October.
Well, I mean, anybody that's on Medicare or this, that, and the other, you know, if you're not signed up by whatever it is, December
7th.
Yeah.
December 7th.
Then, you know, you got to make your decisions, and it's a yearly thing.
When I had to go to the emergency room at that one meeting, they wouldn't even take that insurance card at the hospital. No.
We ran into that hundreds of times.
And what they did is they ran it on the old card.
MedMutual?
Yep.
That's okay, because that's what you're supposed to be using.
Okay. Well, I didn't get my card until Wednesday of this week. Yesterday, actually. I just got it.
That's nice.
I gave him all of our cards off.
That's what I did. He emptied his wallet. We got this one, we got this one, we got this one. But they wouldn't take that new card that they gave us. And I was wondering if anybody else is having problems.
Everybody is. Yeah.
Everybody
that
is.
That Benevasion card, it's no longer.
Okay.
You, Jim, you have all your friends and everything with the county. Yeah. Do you ever talk insurance with them? What do they say? They say it's a quality insurance.
Well, brought it to my attention that was an avenue that he was looking. I mean, instantly reached out. And it is, everybody's extremely happy.
Well, that's
and that's going
from feedback from other people that I've talked to about it a little bit, Mr. Welch.
They're all extremely happy with the quality of what they're getting.
The coverage and so forth.
That's good.
Personally, as one of your department heads, I stay away from Brian Savage.
Yeah.
And that's my opinion.
There's been too many issues.
Yeah.
So, you know,
he's got no answers.
We're not under contract with them at all, right?
We're under contract with Ohio Insurance Services till the end of this year.
Okay, that's what I thought, but not Brian himself.
No. He was just our sales rep.
Our rep, yeah.
Our rep, or whatever you want to call him. Whatever.
Whatever.
I'm just, you know, Ralph, I've heard a lot of good things from the county.
And so have I, from not your guys, but other people.
Prairie Township's in on that, too.
Prairie is in on it, and they've loved it. They've been in it for 4 years.
Yeah. Mm.
And basically what happens was if UHC goes up too much, they approach the county commissioners, this group, and say, hey, we're looking at a 12% increase. Then they'll go back to the workforce and say, hey, we got to cut something here because we can't absorb the 12%. And that's how they've kept their annual premium.
Yep.
Right, but they've done that with their workforce. Are you going to be able to do that with this workforce?
I'm working with them now.
That's what we're getting at. In other words, you got a union out here that you're supplying so much with now, and if you go with the county, if it's not the same as what you got now, you got a problem.
Exactly. We would have to work with all three unions, matter of fact, if we changed in order to meet apples to apples, and if not, we'll have to negotiate it. So there will be a lot of special meetings switching over to the UHC program, but I think it's doable because our union is ecstatic about UHC.
Let's go ahead. Question.
I think our guys
will
be
more happy too.
Are we with Medical Mutual now or the other?
Yeah, we are with Medical Mutual, and right now we're in litigation with everybody, every whole matter. So your MedMutual card works, but you use your Ohio Insurance Services or OPEC-HC as your secondary.
So it's that little red, white, and blue one that he told us would work, and it's
this in here,
the new one that we just got.
Yeah, that's the one we're using now. But that other little red one that he gave us that we can't read nothing on it
because
it
says
throw it away. Okay.
I sent out a complete email today. Everybody should have it.
Okay.
Your HRA, your OIS, your vision, your dental, and your life.
Okay.
JHP is in all of our medical and EAP. It should be in your inbox.
Yeah, okay.
Just to clarify, so you've had so many problems.
Okay, thank you.
That's what I have, and the board can choose what you want to do and which direction you need to go. It's a business decision, and it's on you.
So. I'm in favor of you going the direction you're going right now. Pursue those two. I don't know.
I'm
going to fire
see how it rolls out.
Yes.
My guys are very appreciative, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Very appreciative.
Okay, is there anything else, Chief?
Yeah, the guys down here at 193s want to use their house fund to make a memorial stencil on this fire truck for Crawford and Fulton. Those are ones that lost their lives down here at Inland Products years ago.
1980s?
Yeah, so they would like to get either a hand stencil or a plaque, something small, maybe their name on one of the rear doors and stuff, just for a memorization thing.
Yeah.
Told my brain to the board. It's no expense to you guys, but they just want to have a. Because that's the truck they were on.
Do you need that in a motion, or do you need that as a resolution?
Just a motion would be fine. Saying that you'll allow them to stencil.
I'd make a motion that we go with the chief's recommendation to allow the firemen to memorialize on the engine.
Yeah, engine 193.
Engine 192.
This one down here.
At no cost to Franklin Township.
Not second.
John?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Don?
Yeah.
The last thing I got is John and I went to a meeting today with Columbus Public Health, and they are reaching out to us requesting to use our facilities sometime in January or February for an HIV hepatitis B education / testing center. Requesting the board, obviously, if you what you guys want to do with this, but they want to bring in, we would advertise, market it through social media, possibly a newsletter. Bring in our residents if anybody would like to get educated on today's HIV, hepatitis B, and actually offer free testing for that.
Also, Mr. Baker would like to come at the next meeting and give a presentation on that.
He wanted to present it as well. Mm-hmm. This guy we met with today, he's been HIV positive for quite some time.
20-some years.
With the new medications and stuff, it's a imperative that you get tested, find out your results, and if you do have it, the treatment.
Well, that sounds
much
like
better
something.
Nowadays.
Sounds like something we probably need to listen to for sure.
Yeah.
You say he does want to.
Yeah. So if we can put him on the agenda for the next meeting, and he would like to do that. But we met with Mr. Stenziani.
Stenziano.
Yeah. There we go. At least he made that meeting.
Yeah.
With the Board of Health and stuff, and so a lot of resources coming together to do this, and this would be at no cost to the township at all.
Correct. That's just something for the board to consider.
Okay.
And put him on the agenda.
Next. Yeah, if you want to contact him, we'll put him on the agenda for the next year, John.
I'll take care of it.
That's all I have. Anybody have questions? Be ready to get a stretch. Talk about more health insurance. Yeah, we can talk about trash.
Don't bother trash as much.
That's right.
Division here.
Thanks, Chief.
Okay, thanks, Chief. Jessica with the building department.
Promise not to take near as long. I have three things. 3464 Dover. We got paper in the mail regarding 3464 Dover. That is
33.
What did I say?
34
Dover is going to the Ohio forfeiture, and it's just to let you guys know that it's not going to be coming to us. They got to it, and it's going to them, so that we won't have to take care of it or anything like that. But just so you know that we received that.
CSEIC? COSIC?
No, they said the Ohio State forfeiture.
Which in turn will end up in the case of COSIC.
Yeah.
It'll go through them and end up in COSIC. So
yeah.
It could still eventually.
End up in the land bank anyway. You might guess.
Well, at that point, then we'll come back and revisit it to see if you guys
right.
want it.
Yeah, we'll give it to you.
Okay. The next thing was last meeting, you had signed a block grant program. It's just one of the things that we use to write grants,
right.
And we need to get a resolution for that so I can send in the paperwork. Okay. And I think you said $295.
Yes, and they read it, and they seconded it and voted yes.
Yeah, we just did that one there.
And then if I can get that written up and signed possibly tonight so I can send it off, if that's possible, Aaron. Sorry. And then the third thing I have is our petty cash drawer, it has been at $100. I'm requesting that it go up to $200 because when we increase the impound fees to $50, everybody's bringing in large bills and it's depleting our funds in our change. So if we can increase that to $200, that we would have change to give people back.
Yeah.
Motion
or resolution?
Motion.
Yeah, just go ahead and
make a motion that we take the petty cash drawer to $200 from $100. A check will be made to the chairman to cash to make, bring the total drawer up to $200, which we will continue to keep at $200.
Just to clarify, it's not actually the petty cash anymore. It's the cash drawer.
Okay, so that's totally different then.
Yes.
Okay, so the petty cash is totally different. That drawer is totally different. So
the cash.
Our counter drawer.
Yes.
Okay, not petty cash.
Not petty cash.
Counter.
So our counter drawer that we actually make change from will now have a new balance of
$200. Is that what you're calling that drawer?
The counter drawer.
Counter drawer. Okay.
And a check will be made out to the chairman to cash at a bank to bring that drawer up to $200. And then from this point forward, we will keep a balance of $200 in that drawer.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Don? Is that a yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I have. Any other questions?
Okay.
You're done?
So you won't have any questions for Jessica? No, you're not getting away that easy.
She was quick.
There's a lot of questions.
Look.
Jessica's a little bit shy, I think. But,
oh, my.
You know.
Can't say I'm shy.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry.
Ralph? We're going to, let's see. Okay, me. There's a couple of things I need to talk about, but I'm going to wait till the next meeting there.
Oh.
John, do you have anything?
I got about nine. No, I have nothing. I have nothing.
I'm getting hungry, John. You're clear?
Done. I'm done.
Oh, okay.
That was it. That was quick.
Mr. Cook?
No, I don't have anything.
Okay.
And then we have the, don't forget the.
Okay.
The sign in.
Yeah, questions from the audience. Oh, anybody else?
The paper's gone.
No, it's in the bottom.
Oh.
I know. I'm pretty sure Mike signed it, didn't he, Mike?
You're good?
Mike Blevins,
1855.
Okay.
I mean, it's been a long night. I okay.
And then Walmart's already done.
I basically got what I wanted to hear, so
okay.
I'd just like to talk maybe the next meeting if I could.
Okay, sure. That sounds great.
I know everybody's got a long day, like I
guess.
Yeah. I'm going to leave, and then I saw
the first anything. If there's anything major you need, they're just grabbing. Okay. Alrighty. Well, anyone else have anything?
I have a quick question. So, when you talked about the other extra paper that you have that you were going to reconcile, okay, I've been to the meetings after that. We've not gotten anything like that. So it's like hit or miss what we get. You know, obviously we get some of the resolutions, and that's fine. I understand other ones come up. But we've never gotten that paper again. So
paper.
Is it just hit or miss whether we get that?
I'm not sure.
It was the same resolution that's on every
agenda. But what I'm saying, though, is that one meeting, we got the list of what it amounted to. No. What I'm saying is...
This is the one from the meeting. Or do you still have that
no,
one?
No. I'm just saying is... That one meeting that you read the wrong, the extra paper did not match what you wrote.
Correct. I've got it right here.
Right. So what I'm saying, though, is that paper that has the different totals on it, we only received that one time. Do we not get it? I mean, it's hit or miss what we get.
I thought it was always in the back.
No.
Never in the history has that ever been passed out to people. It's just been here recent that... They asked to do it.
We got it once.
Well, it all depends on my time, and if I don't have my help there, I'm behind too.
But if you want it, you can put in a request for it because it is.
I'm just wondering. It's like hit or miss what we get.
Good grief.
This one here.
Yeah, I'm just getting. I mean,
another complaint from my office.
This is resolution. She gets that.
I'm just confused sometimes as to what we get. I'm talking about that piece of paper, but it's hit or miss. I mean, it just seems like every time.
Well, let's just make, we'll just try to see if we can make it. I should have been looking. I didn't know what was back there.
No, all we get is, this is fine, whatever.
They want it to put in a records request.
Yeah.
It's for the bills. Well, I'm not asking for the records request. We didn't ask for that records request when that came. So that meeting, we got it. Next meeting, we don't. The next meeting, we get something. Sometimes we don't get there's not a consistent.
The resolutions are always there.
Yeah, there's been times we don't get.
And the only ones that are added is when things come up.
When we have the bills.
Well, you can ask for a records request.
When we have the bills and payroll, it should go out there like we've had it before.
Payroll has never gone out there, ever.
Which one?
Payroll.
I didn't say payroll. I said bills.
Bills.
The bills. Because we used to read them. We used to read off those.
Mm-hmm.
Then we started putting them out there so they could follow along and they could read it.
We got resolutions, yes, but we've never got the breakdown like you did that one time. That's what brought the question to.
Every nut and bolt.
I mean, it's here and there, I guess, but that list that you're trying to reconcile, that was the very first time I've ever received that list.
Okay.
That says that this check numbers are supposed to match this total.
Sure.
So are we supposed to receive that, or are we not supposed to receive it?
If she wants it received, she can put in a request for it.
I thought, I'm getting myself confused because I thought we did. I thought that,
that was the very first time and the only time since I've been coming since February.
Okay, so then it might have been.
So I guess I'm confused.
I am too.
As to what we get, what we don't get.
Right.
As a resident that I'm sitting here, what do I get? Do I not get to see that at the meeting?
You can
like
see anything you want to see.
Yeah, just put in a records request.
But not only that, we have everything on the open checkbook, too.
Yeah.
You'll be able to go on there and see every check.
Well, I've tried to use that, and I've not been successful. Okay. So I don't know how to use it, obviously.
Whatever I can do to get you what you need, I will do.
I'm just confused as to what we get, what we don't get. And now minutes are getting behind again. Minutes have never been caught up since February.
No.
I don't understand.
We just got a new girl.
I don't understand how they can be caught up one day, and now we're behind.
We're behind just one.
Yes.
Three.
Behind more than one.
She has them ready, but they've tabled them.
Here's the thing.
Well,
we haven't been given meetings for three meetings in a row.
Right.
I didn't want to start it, but since we got into it, let's get into it.
Okay.
You said the night we had all the company, and you stood up there and dropped on us that all these minutes have come up, disappeared. Remember
yep.
that?
Yes, yes.
And we have not been given minutes since yep. that meeting.
Yep.
Okay.
And every time we have a meeting, you tell us you'll have the minutes at the next meeting.
Yep.
The first thing we come in tonight, and the first thing you read was, I've read it on the paper, that when you had it worded on the paper, you could tell you weren't getting any minutes.
Right.
It says,
table
the minutes.
Yep. Yep.
It doesn't say that here?
No, it does. The reason that those are tabled is two things. One, we get an email to us.
Okay, and I want you to know that I do know that young lady is sick and
right.
I feel terrible about
right,
that.
Right.
I'm picking on that young lady.
Right.
What I'm trying to get a point across is it's why it's important that it not be behind week in and week out, meeting in and meeting out, because when something like that comes up, you feel like a jerk standing up here asking about it.
And that's one reason that we brought Aaron in to start helping out so that there will be done, so it would take pressure off of Lisa, because Lisa now has one person that's in the hospital. So these are going to be done right away.
Right away.
And then they'll be up. Now, the ones that we're working on with the ones that are missing, there's only two. I don't know what we're going to do about those. The ones that are being tabled, I had questions about things that were in there, and then she went into the hospital. So I wasn't going to okay them because there's things that wasn't correct that I liked that I saw. Because we get them in an email, and then the final call is when it comes across this table. Does everyone agree with them? So.
Well, I don't know, and it's not my way to tell you how to run a meeting, but I would have rather you stood up and said that, as opposed to say, we're just tabling the minutes again.
Yep.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say? The minutes were there, you just didn't basically
I will do better.
And the lady was in the hospital, and I hope and pray she's fine.
Yeah. She's not.
I understand that.
Well, what I'll do, and I take food for thought, and I thank you for telling me that, because I didn't realize how that sounded from there. But from now on, I will say why it's or I'll ask, why are we tabling these so that everyone knows, so that we're not just tabling.
Well, we're getting back into the habit of, I don't disagree with these.
I understand, but you were the one to bring it up and bring it to my attention.
No.
I'm just saying, I will make sure I do a better job at that.
You can trust me, it's been heavy on my mind. You think that I like to report to the Franklin County Auditor and the prosecutor that we've lost minutes?
Two meetings have been lost.
Oh, there's been,
and
there was, there was,
and
four.
That's because the,
there was
the
four,
tape
and then there was
not.
A meeting. There was, it was trash.
I wish you were at that meeting because they represented many more than two lost.
I can tell you it was trash there for a while. And it's starting, anytime I miss a week or a meeting or two and not get back, if you don't get your second one back, those are all at once are 30 days old.
That's what,
and then it started accumulating. And I can assure you, tonight's meeting will be taken care of.
And
now, when the little girl gets back, apparently, I'm going to find out tomorrow.
If she can't, if she's
who has got a record of these meetings?
To the table.
And I am not going to let those meetings get behind anymore. I can promise you that. They are currently a meeting or two behind. And
so,
but next week, I will have those meetings, those minutes up. Okay? I refuse to let them get behind again.
I'd like to make a motion if there's no other questions to adjourn.
I'd second that.
No. John?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
The meetings will be caught up next week. Okay?